IIEX, this is the last interview I'm going to be doing today. DVJ Insights. Aaron, how are you, sir?
Thank you, Jimin. Yeah, very good. Very good. A little bit sorry about my voice. I'm a bit under the weather, but doing very well.
Well, you couldn't tell that you were under the weather the other day when we had dinner.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, Jimin, it was a great night.
It was super fun. So what do you think about the show?
Yeah, very good show. I mean, last couple of months, I visited a lot of shows, and I think, I mean, for us as a full service agency, we're always looking for end clients, obviously. And I think there's a good mix, at least here at IIEX, there's a good mix of end clients versus suppliers. So yeah, really, really, really happy.
That's great. What was your highlight, favorite part of the show?
My favorite part of the show, I think, I don't have a really real favorite, but just all the learnings that I got from all the sessions that I went to. So in generally, what I found interesting is to see that a lot of research a lot of end clients are actually restructuring their organization, how to sort of deal with all the stakeholders involved, and how to communicate that insight is very important, and those kind of factors. So that's what I found very interesting, to see how end clients actually are acting.
Yeah, that was actually, it's funny you say that, because I've never been to an event that had such a, it was almost like everybody was aligned ahead of time, even though they weren't.
Yeah.
And that is, insights are really important. CEOs know it and are installing that in the organization. And now how do we infuse insights into the decision, day-to-day decisions that are being made inside of the brands? Right. And that's where, like, you think about whether it's technology empowerment or just service enablement or whatever, like, we as researchers have a big opportunity right now to I don't want to say land grab because that sounds political, but really to solidify our seat at the table to ensure that the customer's heart or mind is in consideration, or needs are in consideration when we're developing and bringing products to market.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. So tell me a little bit about your company.
Yes.
DVJ Insights.
Yeah. So DVJ Insights, we are a local Dutch agency. We also have a branch office in the UK. But so what is exciting, I think, is to mention is that this year, or last year, actually, 2018, we have been awarded as the best agency of the Netherlands.
Nice.
So yeah, there was a whole jury process with CI managers from end clients who actually picked us out as the best agency of the year.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And I think one of the things that we do very well, I mean, of course, every agency, of course, say this, but I mean, I can, you know, make some advertising here.
You did get the first place, so go ahead.
Yeah, of course.
You get to brag. You should brag.
No, is that we believe in research, and we actually try to put practice and science together, bring science and practice together. And one of the things we also have done, we've developed our own research automation platform, because we believe that we also see that, and this is Stan from Unilever also mentioned it. It needs to be, agencies should be faster and cheaper, and I think that's true. And I think with the platform we can sort of make that happen, but at the same time it also should be good, right? So I mean, we have a lot of, I always say internally, look, there you have a lot of panel companies or technology companies that are providing research automation. But at the same time, they don't necessarily have the research experience. So what you do is actually you change the cycle. You actually ask from your clients to bring research experience instead of vice versa. So
yep. I mean,
so we believe that we enable our clients with technology, but at the same time also offer
the
research
service.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So you're doing. So what does an engagement look like with you guys?
Basically our platform called Easy to Survey, and it's really easy to survey. So most marketeers, if you look at all the tools, and I think, I mean, Pure Spectrum is a great example of that, how simplistic a tool should look like, right? So should look fresh, intuitive, and easy to understand. And I think for marketeers who are now a little bit more, I mean, now data and research is becoming more important, I think marketeers should also be a bit more part of the of the insights chain, if you like. And if they access those kind of tools which are not user friendly, they easily get they will sort of stop working with these kind of tools. So I think the biggest task for us is to make it super easy for marketeers in general. And also should give the support on Rich's question. So I think everyone can ask a question, but you always need to wonder, okay, what do you want to get out of it? And I think the whole sort of, that's why we also don't believe in DIY for that reason. We really think a question should be relevant for the outcome, right? So we've done all our meta analysis about how you should test an ad, for example, and we've built a scorecard easy to read for everyone in the organization. So so that's why we call it easy to survey, because it's not only easy to set up but also easy to understand the whole research process.
I recently did an interview with Shelly. She is the head of research for Detroit Pistons, which is the NBA basketball team.
All right.
So she applies the same rule that you just described, which is every project has to generate ROI.
Yeah.
And the way that it pushes through is by ensuring that there's a scorecard, and then she distributes that scorecard based on the results. She actually posts it up. This is a true story. She posts it up on the lunch wall, so everybody in the company gets to see the outcome of that.
It's so interesting that you mentioned this, because we 2 weeks ago we were together with a very large energy drink company, and they said the same. Actually, he said, wow, so interesting, these outcomes. I'm going to post this internally, because everyone internally is so they think we're so great. But in fact, if you look at the reality, if you look at results, you see that consumers think differently about our brands and about our products. So, I just want to sort of remind them on that. So we also create a different, we also add more value to in the way we communicate to our clients when building our products to really keep that in mind.
Got it. Perfect. So if someone wants to get in contact with you, how would they do that?
Via LinkedIn, Arjen van Duivenbode, or arjen@easytosurvey.com.
Perfect. And that's spelled A-R-J-E-N, right?
A-R-J-E-E-N.
E-E-N. Sorry about that.
E?
I thought there was one.
A-R-J-E-N. Whoa. 2 days of IAX,
no,
guys.
Poor guy.
Oh, God.
This is it. We are done. Everybody, thanks so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.